Welcome to Legends from the Fireside. Standing upon the shoulders of giants in this genre, Legends from the Fireside is a hybrid storytelling RPG podcast set within worlds of sword and sorcery. In our tales, the dice tell the fates of those worlds, for good or for ill. No character is sacred. Survival is not guaranteed. As storyteller and game master, I craft the narrative from these dice rolls and create quests from this chaos, all without knowing what could happen. Listener discretion is advised, as we may explore dark corners of this genre. But come now, for adventure awaits. Listen in to the Legends from the Fireside. Welcome back to Legends from the Fireside. This episode is going to be another recap of the past 10 episodes, starting with episode 11 and going all the way to episode 20. So let's begin. The story so far. The party returned to their current home of Oak Hollow after having killed Elkwood. Unfortunately, it would seem that Talagor, bandit leader and proclaimed Master of Terror, had paid a threatening visit to Oak Hollow while they were gone. Talagor returned again in the night with his raiders to not only drum up chaos in the town, but also to take captives and demand immediate repayment. The party agreed to hunt the bandits down to their lair with the help of their ranger Thanel, as well as the help of an exiled barbarian named Kellum. The party welcomed his help, and together they discovered the bandit hideout in the hills near Oak Hollow. After stealthily infiltrating the compound, they slew some of their watch before setting their sights on Talagor's main dwelling. In a raid that almost ended terribly, the party managed to take advantage of surprise and sabotage to get a leg up in combat. They were not prepared for the magic flute of Talagor, and all but Belgin, the gnome, fell victim to his enchanting call. In a show of immense courage and tenacity, Belgin was able to gravely wound Talagor, sending him on his way and leaving his enchanted mass without any further commands. After having freed the captives and dispersing the remaining bandits, the party gather up their hard-earned treasure and discover yet another threatening letter from the ravenous Maw and a treasure map to the bandits' true hoard within the city of Thedal. This letter from the ravenous Maw, as we would soon discover, would become the next quest for our party, as the Ravenous Maw had requested the cleansing of the Halls of Shaladir, elvish ruins north of the northernmost reach of Delagrad, near a settlement in the Bevern Wood known as Solan Hill. Additionally, Maris learned much more of what had happened to his possessions that he had lost all the way back in Session 1, likely having ended up in a warehouse in Thedal. Maris was excited for this opportunity, though he knew the pressing matter of dealing with the Ravenous Maw was far more important for the greater good, although Maris feared the black mask he'd been warned of by his now-missing father. Speaking of Thedal, we also discover the Lord of Delagrad, Adro Kailroth, has been dealing with unrest amongst the nobility that help to guide his city. Alongside the nobility, Salazbaum and his company have also been causing trouble within the city, under the instruction of the Black Mask, having butted heads with the Ravenous Maw in this tumultuous and most sinister power grab. We also find out a bit more about the Black Mask, their leadership being a seedy group of monstrous and evil beings, as well as an evidently powerful namesake, the Black Mask itself. The party end up heading west to the small settlement of Solan Hill, stopping again at the Crossroads trading post, where they met another new party member, Thedor the Halfling. Thedor is a traveling mercenary who coincidentally was the one to slay a very down-on-his-luck Talagor. Finally, the party made their way to Stormfair, running into an oddly well-educated group of peaceful orcs along the way who attribute their knowledge to a necromancer named Aramark. Once within Stormfair, the party learn of children having gone missing, and soon after, they learn of a terrible hag within the Bevern Wood. This hag is known as Fagritha of the Pale Moon, and most who have heard of her would warn the party to avoid traveling the woods between themselves and Solen Hill, as this was her rumored territory. The party decide to disregard these warnings and venture within these woods, and against all odds, they end up encountering Fagritha. The party manage to wound her and scare her away, but Maris dies an agonizing death in the process. Before dying, Maris tells Tariad of where his things may be located, so that they can find his father and figure out who the Black Mask truly are. The party recover and carry Maris back to Stormfair to bury him. They hire on two new retainers, Kennard the Thief and Sanjean the Fighter. The party head out on the longer path to Solen Hill, stopping first in the east in the small village of Leader, where they unknowingly encounter a noble associated with Ravenous Maw, who learns much of their plans to get to Solen Hill before the party realize their error in having trusted him. The party finally arrive in Solen Hill, and they discover the village's plight of being beneath the pressure of the dwarves of the nefarious Amberblade Syndicate. Neighboring the village of Solen Hill is Castle Rosehome, a once proud bastion of safety in the borderlands, now failing to maintain their hold due to a recent outbreak of intelligent undead in the forests to the north and the east. Having turned to the Amberblade Syndicate to supply them with silvered weapons, the dwarves turn on the knights of Rosehome and extort them for ownership of the castle, as well as imposing terrible laws upon the people of the castle and Solen Hill. Now in Solen Hill, the party have a stressful run-in with a couple of dwarves at the local tavern, the Jester and Mace, which leads to a violent confrontation. The party learn very little of the haunted halls of Shaladir they are seeking, and instead learn that the Knights of Rosehome may know of the halls, and thus they make their way out to the castle with Solen Hill's leader, Luratia, turning them away aggressively. We learn many other side details, such as the most important treasure within the haunted halls of Shaladir, a magical and intelligent blade known as the Eye of Haradom, which is imbued with X-ray vision, detection abilities, and a wicked bonus for attacking those who had attacked you. Additionally, we learn that Luratia, elder and leader of Solen Hill, has made something of a pact with the devil, and that her estranged sister lives outside of the village and is rumored to be a mage. In other news, I did release an album of Dungeon Synth on Bandcamp recently, and anyone who pays attention to the music of the show will immediately recognize each of the tracks on the album, having likely featured in an episode before. The artist name that I go under on Bandcamp is Shattered Shield, and the album is Dark Halls of the Dread Knight. I appreciate all the support I have gotten thus far, and with each new episode, I read up a little bit more to the soundtrack library, so I suppose you can all expect another album sooner than later. Before getting into podcasting and doing any of this stuff, and before my career in psychology, I thought myself something of a musician, so I find it very interesting that nearly 15 years later, I'm actually getting paid to make music, and it's just really empowering to know that my musical endeavors now are lining up with my hobbies, and it's just really great to know that a lot of people out there are thoroughly enjoying the project. So I wanted to say thank you to everybody who's shown me support up to this point. It really means the world to me. Lastly, I wanted to give a few shout-outs. So I want to thank all the people who have lent their voice to the show thus far. I want to thank my friends Steph, Anthony, and Ronnie. Steph voiced the mother from Stormfair, as well as Felia, the half-elven accomplice of Salazbaum. Anthony played the very unfortunate messenger of the Lord Kailroth, as well as the tavern patron of Stormfair who tried to warn the party of Vagritha. Lastly, Ronnie joined us as Duella, the innkeeper of the Jester and Mace in Solon Hill. And finally, I'd like to thank Robin from Stories from the First Watch for playing that very pesky and conniving noble from the Blue Rock Inn back in Leader. I appreciate everyone having followed me on this wild ride for 20 whole episodes. I've certainly developed a lot of skill over time when it comes to making these, and it's become much more of a process that I think I can handle on a regular basis. I'm so grateful for all of the support and following that I have developed, and having seen this podcast scene continue to grow and mature, it's truly been a pleasure. I also wanted to say that I'm certainly making much more of an effort to get these episodes out more regularly, and I'm hoping that following a new schedule I have in my personal life, it'll be a lot easier for me to crank these episodes out and keep giving you guys some new content. It's no surprise to anyone that writing this show involves a lot of the solo play on the side, and then trying to find a way to make a palatable version of that experience for the listener. And so for the next few episodes, when we finally venture into these haunted halls, I'm going to be trying out something a little bit different than what I've done in the past for combat and exploration, and I'm hoping you all enjoy this new approach that I'm thinking of. To put a ribbon on this whole episode, I just want to end by saying the same thing I've been saying for a while now, that I'm always on the lookout for future cross promos with others in the space, and even more so, I would love to feature new voices on the show. So keep in contact with either legendsfromthefireside@gmail.com or shoot me a DM at legendsfromthefireside on X. Be sure to come back soon and listen in for the next episode of Legends from the Fireside.